USDA's Soil Health Initiative is an ongoing effort to encourage more producers to implement practices to make soil healthier. And Eddie Jolly, conservation agronomist and grazing specialist with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama, says that even includes grazing lands.
We really want to push the national message of soil health this year, and we have a really good opportunity to advance soil health in grazing lands. We're talking about all of our land resources, ways to do things to improve soil health. Pasture land is just one of those big areas that we can focus on.
He says there are a lot of key things when it comes to soil health, including grazing management.
Leaving residual grass on the land, enough residual grass so it can help promote root growth, help promote litter on the surface of the soil, which helps to promote roots below the surface of the soil. All that combines to add organic matter to the soil. Adding organic matter helps to support soil structure, which helps to promote water infiltration. Okay, so we don't have as much water running off. We don't have the erosion issues. All of these things combine together just to give us really good productive pasture lands. And at the same time, we're doing a really good job of conserving water.
And Jolly says promoting soil health practices is really just getting started.
I think it's just starting. It's kind of like the iceberg. This is the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of information to be shared and learned. And the more we do it, the more folks are going to jump on that bandwagon.
To learn more about USDA's Soil Health Initiative and soil health practices for your pastures, just stop by your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.